Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
I still see a couple slivers of blue here in Montville, the quiet corner. But it's been a wonderful morning at breakfast in Diana's. The place is packed. I mean, and there were people here at 5 in the morning. And Diana is so gracious, and the staff. It's just been so much fun. And this is a place that I don't know if I would ever, you know, get to. And so these are things that make me happy because I get to meet people that I wouldn't necessarily meet. So we'll be throwing another dart soon. You can bank on that. Right now, there's the news flow in a Trump administration. If you're familiar, even back to the first term, the news flow is always intense when Donald Trump's involved. But in the last 24 hours, it's even more intense. The big, beautiful bill passed the House. We have this news about floating on truth. Well, he had the crypto dinner last night, which is, I mean, I say to people, I was like, imagine if Biden did that, how would you feel? I mean, it's really, honestly, quite unbelievable. And then they have this taking away international students from Harvard, and Harvard comes back and sues. And then you have this morning on True Social floating 25% tariffs on Apple products made outside the U.S. and 50% potential tariffs on the European Union. So with that, we bring in David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I don't even know where to go. Oh, yeah, we didn't even bring up the South African president. Or, I mean, like this, you know, I don't even,
2 days ago, right.
It's just incredible. The tariff thing, at this point, I'm sort of like, well, first of all, Apple can't, like, sneeze and build a factory in the U.S., so this is a tough one. But with all the other stuff, I mean, it's pretty obvious to me, at least, that he just uses these for leverage and the tariffs are unlikely to be implemented. But I don't know. Like, out of all the stories I just touched on, I mean, which one do you want to start with?
Start with a big, beautiful bill, because that's the one that's going to linger. You know, with Trump, and I don't mean, well, I don't want to be too critical here. You know, he says these things, as you say, for leverage or attention or whatever. And then 12 hours later, we're on to something else. I mean, we'll see what happens with these tariffs. I mean, it was only April 2nd, right, seven, eight weeks ago, that he was going to upset the whole, you know, world trade system with the big tariffs. Well, here we are, right? Or the stock market was crashing, and I don't know how it's doing today, but as of the other day, it was back to where it was. So who knows with this guy? But the one big, beautiful bill is something we're going to be talking about all summer, maybe into the fall, because that really sets the shape of government. Because here you have Congress and the president working in tandem, as it were. And that's something that everybody's going to feel one way or the other. And, you know, the one thing that's going to stay intact are the tax rates, the current tax rates. They expire at the end of the year. They'll keep going. But all this other stuff, you know, if you're a patient using Medicaid, you're going to have to show that you're working, or if not, you know, a good reason you're not. If you're over 65, you're going to get a bigger tax break. You're going to be able to deduct $4,000 from your taxes. If you're taking, if you plan to buy an electric car next year, you may not get the tax break that you could right now. I can go on and on with this, but the point is, it hits home. Here's the drama. It passed by one vote in the House. The Senate is not going to be so compliant. They want changes. Changes on the right, changes on the left. We'll see what happens here. It's unpredictable.
Well, you know, I hear Ron Johnson saying, like, he doesn't care what Trump says and all this stuff. Like, come on. I mean, I still, it's the same thing. Like, they all say this stuff, and then in the end, they sign on, maybe because they get, you know, some block grant for their district or their state or something. So, I mean, I think it's all the same song and dance. My bigger problem, like, I've been thinking about stuff, David. Like for instance, no taxes on overtime. Is this going to create some flood of, like, overtime work, and is it going to change, like, the P&L? I don't know what the unintended consequences of some of these things is fascinating to me. And also, it's a trickle-down economic theory for reducing the debt, because the straight spending side of it makes it worse.
Yeah, I mean, you start with the debt. My gosh, the tax cuts alone are $3.8 trillion over 10 years. I think even if you subtract the spending cuts, you're still talking, what, $2.4 trillion added to a national debt that's, what, $36 trillion? I mean, I'm amazed this hasn't exploded yet. I thought 20 years ago it was going to explode, but it hasn't. And now, I mean, you're just going to keep adding and adding and adding. At some point, you can't keep up like this. Spending cuts, as you say, what kind of consequences are going to have? Go to Medicaid, for example. Okay, if in fact they cut 13 million people off the rolls, which is what the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office predicts, those people aren't going to just die in their homes. They're going to get care. It may be charity care. It may jack up the insurance rates of you and me, but somebody's going to pay for these people. So this isn't just the quick cure-all for the economy and the government that people say it is. And that's why I think in the Senate you're going to hear a lot more of this come next month. They're going to start on this right away, and I think it's just going to dominate the month of June.
When do they have to have it done?
Well, part of what's in the bill right now is raising the debt limit. And the Treasury Department has said that basically they won't be able to pay their bills somewhere in midsummer. So that's kind of your unofficial deadline. The goal is to have it on Trump's desk by the 4th of July. If they miss that, then they're supposed to leave for the summer, or late July, July 31st, somewhere in there. To me, that's the drop-dead deadline. If they go beyond that, I think there's all kinds of trouble, because I think, again, that debt limit problem comes into focus again.
We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. here on Brian & Company. Just go to McClatchyDC.com, and you can see all their content that they have. And, you know, I tell people, they tell me, why you're supposed to be neutral, Brian, and I'm not neutral. I'm independent. And so, like, I can criticize either side, you know, in equal measure. But when it comes to this crypto dinner, I don't support Biden, but I feel like if Biden had done the same thing, it would have been like a 20 alarm fire. I mean, the Trump family has made hundreds of millions off of this crypto stuff, and as have his cronies. It's pretty much a certifiable fact. And then they say that, you know, this is done on his private time. And in some ways, I think that, and again, I don't mean to go off too much without you talking, but I do think presidents they should have the ability to, like, not have everything recorded. Like, they should have some time themselves. This is a little bit different. I mean, is anybody scratching their heads about the profit that the Trump family is making off of this stuff?
Oh, gosh, yes. I mean, Democrats certainly. I mean, you hear it all
the
time.
But Democrats don't have credibility, right? Until it's a broader base, you know, because Democrats are going to complain about everything, right? So, like, that, I'm not saying it's not credible, but you need more people that aren't just the Democrats screaming at the rafters about Trump all the time.
Right. No, what you need are these conservative Republicans screaming about it, and they won't do it. I'll give you another example. This plane from Qatar, however you pronounce it, and we ask when the Senate leaders...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Republican leaders did their press availability Tuesday, and we asked them, what about this plane? And it was sort of like, well, we need to look into this, we need to know more about it, et cetera. Well, gang, aren't there laws that prevent foreign governments from giving gifts? Not to mention national security implications of having a foreign-built plane. They won't do it. They see this. They see Trump as this strong man who has all kinds of support back in their homes, back in their districts, and they're just not going to touch it. And a lot of Democrats feel that way as well. I can't remember, and I've been around, you know, a long time, I can't remember when a president struck such fear into people. Reagan to some degree, but not like this.
Well, you talk about fear. I mean, I think it's a real populist view to go after these elite schools. I think a lot of people are like, go, you go. And I do think there needed to be some check and balance. I think some of them have sort of been runaway trains in a lot of different ways. But this international student thing feels like a lot.
Yeah, this just seems to a lot. Again, to Republicans who won't tell you publicly, but privately, you know, it's a little too much of the sledgehammer approach, similar to what Trump was doing to government earlier when they were just firing people. You know, there are surgical ways to do this that will get you public support and hold up in court. This, you know, there are questions about whether this is the way to do it.
Yeah. We're flush out of time. There's a whole bunch of other stuff I'd like to talk about, but we'll have to wait until 2 weeks. We won't see you next week. If you're taking a vacation in the south of France, I hope it's wonderful. I hear it's nice this time of year. Thanks so much. We always appreciate it.
I'll hang around and watch the Orioles, but I'm not sure I want to do that.
No, well, it's easy to get a ticket, though. David, yeah, thanks so much.
Pleasure. Have a good holiday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.